Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are talking about blue chip ratio, something called blue chip ratio. Very simple percentage, 4 or 5 star recruits has to be over 50% over 2 to 3 star recruits over a 4-year recruiting cycle. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Percentage is over 50%. You are in the window to win a championship. This has held true for every champion of the modern era. And there are 18 schools this year that qualify. Now, I will say, as I mentioned previously, transfers are a bigger deal now in college football than they used to be, obviously. Sure. So he also did one that adds in transfers. And basically, everybody kind of goes down in percentage because transfers, I mean, they're generally not blue chip recruits. They are role players, depth. Or system fits, right? So pretty much everyone goes down, but it's the same 18 schools that are over 50%, even if you add in transfers. So it's not worth going into those percentages, but just know that they are a little bit lower for each school. Like, well, actually, Oregon has a lot of good transfers. So they're at, what did I say Oregon was at? 78%. They're now, with transfers, only 73%. Sure. So it's a marginal difference.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, like, the Hughes, the running back they got from Tulane, who is the best running back arguably in the country.
I think he was the best available in the portal for sure.
Oh, hands down. And you could make a case that he is the best back in America. And he wouldn't have been a 4 or 5 star kid. So this is where that ratio is a little funky, is that adding him probably takes your ratio down. And that's foolish, because there wasn't a school in the country, including Alabama or LSU or anyone, that didn't want this kid.
But some of the time, I think now they re-rank these kids when they hit the portal, so maybe there's a way to alter the formula now. But the transfer portal's so new, we just don't have enough data.
Yeah, we do have now, we have a recruiting star ranking for
the portal itself.
For the portal itself.
And the players in it, yeah.
So the 18 schools that are above 50%, they are in the window to win a championship this coming season are Florida State, Tennessee, Clemson, USC, Michigan, Auburn. I want to talk about USC in our next segment, too, by the way. Remind me to...
It's a big year for USC.
It is a big year. They've made a lot of changes.
They have. And it's kind of a prove-it year. And it's also a bit of a year that I feel is open in the Big Ten, because the two big dogs... Well, let's even go three, because Michigan last year was down. They're going to play a true freshman quarterback. Oregon has a lot of question marks. Ohio State has question marks. Penn State brings back a lot. But if you're SC, it feels like this is an opportunity for you to jump up and get back in the mix. And if you don't do it this year, some of those whispers about Lincoln Riley's jobs are going to start to become shouts.
The others are Michigan, Auburn, Florida, Miami, Penn State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, LSU, Texas, Oregon, Texas A&M, Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, with, if you missed our last segment, Alabama and Ohio State have the best percentage at 89%, which is, like, really effing good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, based off of that, and I have the odds here.
Okay.
Who do you think is a good flyer championship bet?
Well, Penn State's not going to be a flyer, I'm assuming.
Okay, so let me just give you the odds.
Yeah.
Just of the top teams. Ohio State, odds vary based on where you look.
Sure,
this is ESPN bet.
Whatever.
Ohio State is plus 550. Yeah. Texas is plus 550. Yeah. Penn State is plus 650.
Okay, so that's not a flyer.
Georgia is plus 800, and Clemson is plus 900.
So Clemson's interesting, because again, I didn't know if that was considered a flyer. The thing that Clemson has going for it, you notice that there's not a single Big 12 team in this, by the way.
By the way, yeah, he talks about that in this article. He said not one Big 12 team even sniffs the 50% ratio.
So if there was a team, when I was kind of going through, I looked up the list, the and if you would have had any Big 12 team, I would have said that. Because the path to get there is half the battle. And Clemson and Florida State, and I don't buy Florida State. I think Norvell got exposed last year. He kind of pulled a...
He went 2-10.
Well, he pulled a... who's the disgraced Michigan State coach?
Mark D'Antonio?
No. They got caught up in the sex scandal. Why can't I think
What's
his name?
Oh,
Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker.
Yeah. Right? We see this where you bring in an S ton of transfers, and it, for a year, it looks really good. I think Florida State got exposed. I think Norvell, I'm not buying it. So I take them out, and that leaves Clemson. Clemson in the ACC, who, by the way, Clemson struggled for much of last year to find an identity, but they got it to get through the end of the year. You play in the ACC. Next thing you know, you're going to be in the playoff. Clemson's going to be in the playoff, and they bring back Klubnik. So that's where I was going, but that's not a sleeper. So if you want to say playoffs. Sleeper or a dark horse, I've got two that I think that are going to be deep odds that – I think are worth, if you want to go through, or do you want me to just say what they
no,
are?
No, I'm going to hear what you get.
I think Florida and Texas A&M are worth, what are their odds?
So both of those schools are plus 4,000.
There you go.
Woo, 40-1.
Wow.
Nice ticket.
That's where to go with this. You know,
who's Florida's quarterback?
They got DJ Lagway.
Yeah, okay.
Who, by the way, is a really fun, exciting player. Yep. And Napier had, like, he saved his job last year.
He had the hardest job in the country.
And they held it together. And he got a couple of his best O linemen and best D linemen to come back. They were very good in the transfer portal. They have a very young, athletic quarterback that should be getting better. And you look at Florida, right? Last year started off horrible. They got blown out by Miami, but they put together a good year. And they ended up at the end beating LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State to finish it out. Now, against Georgia, it was close for a little bit. They got stretched away. Texas beat them up. But that gap started to close a little bit. And another year of recruiting, another year of belief, and they get, like, Texas and Tennessee at home. Florida has, and by the way, again, in the SEC, you're going to get four teams into the playoff. I think Florida can get into the dance. And when you get into the dance, and if you've got an athletic quarterback, you've got a puncher's chance in this thing. So I think that one, to me, at that odd, those odds are worth a flyer. And I think A&M's another one that's worth taking a flyer on, and that you have a young athletic quarterback who showed promise in Marcel Reed. Another year with Mike Elko, who I think is a really, really good coach. And let's also not forget, they just needed to win one of their final three conference games, and they would have played in the SEC title game. Now, that didn't work. They stubbed their toe against South Carolina. They lost to Auburn, for God's sakes, in overtime. And then Texas, and we all were in love with Texas, that was a 17-7 game, right? And so I get another year. They killed it in the transfer portal. They've got all new receiving corps, including one of the best and a five-star kid coming in. They just need to play some semblance of defense. And A&M is another one of the, what's A&M's odds?
Well, like I said, they're both plus 4,000.
Both. And then I'll look at their schedule. So they got Texas, San Antonio, Utah State at Notre Dame, which they played last year and lost. Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, South Carolina. So they miss Georgia. They miss Bama. You know, and you can lose two games, maybe even three in the SEC, and still get in the dance. So at those odds, give me A&M and Florida as long shot flyers to be a team that at the end of the year is playing dangerous and see what happens.
I'll give you a long shot that's at the same odds, plus 4,000.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have a quarterback who has won a college football championship. Miami.
Yeah, I just don't believe it.
I know you don't.
I don't believe in Cristobal.
Between Beck and Cristobal, I can't do it.
Here's the thing about Cristobal. I totally get, and all of the criticism of him is warranted. I get the criticism. At the same time, he's really good.
Yeah, like, he wins.
Look, I get it. He failed to kneel.
That,
and then they lost. Central Florida, maybe they lost him.
And that's so bad that he deserves to be raked over the coals for that. I feel like Cristobal, first of all, he won the Rose Bowl at Oregon.
Yeah.
Which is no. I mean, Dan Lanning's kind of putting him to shame now, but That's no small feat. No. Like, he's good.
Yeah. And we just rolled, brother.
The thing about him is I think he's learned. I actually think he has the awareness to, because their offense is really good now.
He did unneuter the offense.
He did. And he got it. He brought in a quarterback who's got a lot of experience, who won a championship. And in the ACC, the ACC is a cupcake conference. So I think they're going to be in the tournament. So what I think at four plus 4,000, I think that's a bet that depending on their draw in the tournament, you could easily hedge out of that and make money in the second round of the tournament.
You're right, because of the, you know, I went with Clemson, even though Clemson's not a long shot because they play in the ACC, and Miami was a game away last year.
Well, I like Klubnik and I like Clemson, but they're plus 900.
Yeah.
We're talking about teams that you're going to get way more bang for your buck. We're talking about value. Yep. And I think Miami is a good value bet this year to take it deep.
And I believe Miami ended up one game shy because I want to say they were the third team out. They were right there. And so another year, and again, maybe you get Carson Beck to have a bounce back year after a shaky year at Georgia, and you play in a weak conference. It's a valid point because schedule comes down to it so much. Because it doesn't matter like your quality wins; it just matters how many losses you have. I mean, if you're a two loss team and you're Miami, you're gonna get in the dance.
Exactly. Okay, blue chip schedule ratio right there. Kind of cool. I don't know. Very simple, but something to wet your whistle for the upcoming college football season. Let's keep it going. USC. Now their odds are plus 10,000. However, they are on the list of teams that have the ratio to win the championship.
But yeah, I was looking at Miami's schedule. That's again, knowing you can lose two games,
they're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine.
Okay, so USC is plus 10,000, but they are on the list of the 18 schools in the window. What are their chances, and what has been going on down there with what's-his-nuts? Who's their coach?
Lincoln Riley.
What's-his-nuts?
Lincoln Riley.
Well done, brisket Lincoln Riley.
A lot of changes. We haven't talked much about the Trojans.
No, we have not.
Of course, it's early, but let's talk about some of the changes they've made and if they might rise up this year. We will get to that next on The Fan.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.